To give me an ability to look at Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Sayyidi Ya Rasul Kareem. And Zubhanana. Ushkanana. Allow me to sit at your table. That to me to eat with your companions and with your Ahlul Bayt. And then by that nearness to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we gained a nearness to to Allah azawajal. They came later in our life and began to teach us the realities of Holy Qur'an. So, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ قُلْ إِنِي كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِيُونِي. We said and we hear and we may hear hundreds of times, Holy Qur'an is not a book in which we have to recite too many ayahs too fast. If you can take one ayah of Holy Qur'an and make it your life, make it your life. Ya Rabbi, until I understood the depth of this ayah, there's no need for me to go further. And Allah reminding us, قُلْ إِنِ كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِيُونِي. If you're looking for my love, follow Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Means we're all here looking for the love of Allah Zawajal. Who comes out in the snow except the lovers of Allah Zawajal? And we're looking everywhere for that love and we have so many difficulties, so many mushkilats, so many burdens, so many debt, so many things that don't go away and so many people crying at night, Ya Rabbi I love You, Ya Rabbi I love You, but they're not hearing anything back. And only Allah come into our life and remind us, قُلْ إِنِ كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ. That Allah is telling us, tell them, tell my people, my creation, if they want my love, tabiuni, follow Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, يُحِبُّكُمُ اللَّهُ عز وجل. Allah عز وجل, if you follow the way of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah will begin to dress you from His Divinely love. So we are all now in the ocean, فَتَبِعُونِي. Everything is in the way of making Sayyidina Muhammad to be a love with Prophet, because it's maqam al-iman. You have to love me more than you love yourself. We all love ourselves, we take care of ourselves, we buy everything for ourselves. The maqam al-iman is not something easy. The love of Sayyidina Muhammad is not something part-time. Oh, I mentioned Sayyidina Muhammad's name in the azan, that's it. It's an immense love affair. It's the greatest love story ever told. That when you love Sayyidina Muhammad, you have mafil and zikr and milad al Nabi, it's all to get Allah's attention. Because Allah wants to open every rahmah and every mercy. Some people think that when they mention Allah, 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 that they're so close to Allah. And Allah say, no, no, you're not close to me. Allah. Only time you are close to me is when you love what I love. You dislike what I dislike. But here in this association where Allah is reminding us, you have to love what I love and my love is on Sayyidina Muhammad. Anything you do in the way of the love of Sayyidina Muhammad, you are gaining the love and the nearness to Allah. It's immense, it's not something small. They make fun and they say, oh, it's like a party, it's like a celebration. No, you're all wrong. This is an immense love for Allah, and Allah wants to give us from what He loves. إِنَّ اللَّهِ وَمَلَائِكَتُهُ يُسَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِي صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. No need for the rest. This love, Allah is saying, my angels and myself We are lost in that praising. And the whole story of creation is the unfolding of that reality. Because verily Allah's zikr and the zikr of malaika is what? Salawat al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yusalluna ala al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So it means if Allah is praising upon Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and malaika are praising upon Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the zikr of the heavens is durood sharif and salawat on Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is a celebration of Islam. This is the celebration of Holy Qur'an. Without the presence of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you have no Holy Qur'an, you have no Islam. The soul of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam coming into the physical body, coming into this dunya is a celebration for all of us. Allah gave us Islam. Allah gave us the manzil al-Qur'an. The house of Holy Qur'an is the heart and the soul of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Without the love of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you have no Qur'an. You have only Furqan, a kitab. The power of Holy Qur'an is in the love of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Means the light of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Qur'an. Is the light and blessings, it's the house in which Allah revealing through the soul and through the heart of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Without that love, what do you have? You have a book of right and wrong, Furqan, there's three. There's Furqan, it's kitab of right and wrong, right and wrong, right and wrong. Qur'an has to have Nurul Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in it. If no Nurul Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, no, you have Furqan. Because Allah described Qur'an, if I send it onto a mountain, Jabal, it will be qashiya. So you think you're holding Furqan and that you're stronger than the mountain? Allah says, no, this Qur'an only comes to the heart and to the soul of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So with ishq of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you make one durood al-sharif, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes to make 10 salawats upon you. What's the secret of that salawat? Alimul kitab wa hikmah. Allah described Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, alimul kitab wa hikmah. He's going to teach you the kitab. Who's the kitab of Allah Azza wa Jal? Kitabullah Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There was no kitab in the time of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Anybody go back and study your history? There was no kitab in the time of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There was no adab, no permission to compile a book in the presence of the walking Qur'an. His walking Qur'an, throughout Holy Qur'an when Allah says, I sent you kitab, there was no kitab. What is Allah talking about? He's talking about Sayyidina Muhammad. Now you understood kitab. Doesn't this give you information and light and all sorts of realities? Well, Allah described the soul of Sayyidina Muhammad more powerful than your phone.
Yes.
The soul of Sayyidina Muhammad alam al-Qur'an khalaq al-insan second. Alam al-Qur'an. Before he insan. Hadith al-Jabbar, Sayyidina Muhammad ana awwal khalqillah. I'm the first of Allah's creation. That Nur Muhammad before there was Bayt al-Mahmur, before there was Arsh al-Rahman, before there were Malaika, Allah created the light of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Means we don't know who Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is. We claim to love Kitabullah, but we don't stand for his honor. We don't honor Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the way Allah wants us to be honored. That these jashtan, these mafil is the honor of Islam. That Ya Rabbi Shukr, Surat al-Rahman, Allah saying, thank me for the pomegranate, thank me for the date, thank me for grass,
You don't think Allah is asking us, thank me for Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi. I would not have sent that reality, but it's a rahmah for all creation. Why? Because he's walking Qur'an. عَلِمُ الْكِتَابِ وَالْحِكْمِ. Later they'll teach you, إِنَّهُ وَذِكْرٌ وَالْقُرْآنِ الْمُبِينِ. Surat al-Yasin, إِنَّهُ Imam al-Mubin. Who's Imam al-Mubin? Who's Imam al-Mubin? That somebody came and translated Imam al-Mubin is a clear book. It clearly says Imam al-Mubin. Sayyidina Muhammad is the Imam and his Mubin. Alayhi salatu salam. Means everywhere we look is going to be the signs of Sayyidina Muhammad. Why? Because this is the ishq of Allah. Outside people, they don't see it. Like they didn't see the cave. They didn't see the cave. When Prophet hiding with Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, they're looking and they can't see the cave. They can't see this reality. Ash-shaqeen, their love is for Sayyidina Muhammad, and when Allah loves them, He brings them to the ishq of Sayyidina Muhammad, because this is the love of Allah. Allah's love is for Sayyidina Muhammad. That when He loves you, He brings you into that love and you'll be lost in the love. And the ishq of Sayyidina Muhammad and how much Allah is praising upon Sayyidina Muhammad. So tonight this is not a small occasion. This is a celebration of Islam. This is a celebration of Qur'an. This is a celebration of our existence. If not the light of Sayyidina Muhammad, me and you are not here. We pray that Allah bless us, dress us with the love of Sayyidina Muhammad, and that Allah's rida and satisfaction to take away difficulties from us. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun al mursaleen. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Bi hurmati Muhammad al Mustafa wa bi siri Surat al Fatiha.
Sidana Nabi, Sidana Nabi, Sidana Nabi, Sidana Nabi.